You're listening to The Takeout.
In the world of podcasts, it's Tuesday. This means it's your Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett, joined, as I am every week, by the world's greatest podcast sidekick, Steve Shigaris, political director of CBS News. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Major.
So Duke's Grocery is not a grocery store. It's a restaurant, and a damn fine restaurant, I will say. My hamburger plate cleaned totally, okay? Not anything, not a morsel left.
You can get some dish detergent in aisle five at
Duke's
Grocery. Yes,
most consumed off camera because it was a little on the sloppy side, as
it's never stopped you before, Major.
Am I? We have letters. We've neglected our letter writers to our detriment, Steve Shigaris. So indulge us, if you would be so kind, with our most recent letter writers.
Just a couple.
Marcia, not to be confused with paperback writers.
Marcia Butler from Lapeer, Michigan, says she enjoys the podcast and loved the story about your name, Major.
Thank
For
you, Al
Franken.
For
those who don't know, please go back to the Al Franken episode and you'll hear all about it. Please give us your middle name.
Elliot. So for all those who are trying to get my identity and steal my bank account, first
Social
of all, there's no money
number?
In it. There's no money in it. But yes, Major Elliot Garrett.
His Social Security number is 123456.
Yeah, there you go. Elliot.
Gordon.
So if I ever worked for the New York Times, which I probably never will, I always imagined this when I was a young kid in journalism. What would my New York Times byline be?
Major E. Garrett.
M. Elliot Garrett. M. Elliot. How New York Times does that? David Martin, am I not right? That's the perfect New York Times. Well, near perfect. It's not R.W. Apple Jr., but it's up there.
I always told myself I'd go with D. Clark Martin.
There you go. D. Clark Martin. Almost as good as M. Elliot Garrett.
It's never too late to change, David.
Keep going, Shaggy.
Devil's Lake, North Dakota, our first letter.
From North Dakota.
From North Dakota.
I was this close, ladies and gentlemen, to calling out Mark Kennedy, who I know, former member of Congress, currently the president of the University of North Dakota, but I didn't call him out, and you're lucky, Mark, I didn't. Somebody else saved you.
Well, maybe we can go after Lawrence Welk's family for not writing in either. I don't know. Anyway,
I always do.
Gordon and Mia from Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Hello.
North Dakota has finally decided to represent. We sent two cards because we couldn't agree on which to send.
Okay.
One of them, North Dakota, featuring North American bison.
Bison.
Lovely.
Very nice.
And the other.
No longer endangered,
is just,
if I believe correctly.
Various photos of historic North Dakota. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 photos showing the land of contrasts that perhaps North Dakota is.
The beautiful state of
they
North Dakota.
They want us to tell them which one we like best. I like the bison, personally, but that's just me.
I like variety. I'm going to go
right.
with this.
Land of contrasts. Let's get back to our guest.
We are thankful, nevertheless.
CBS
Gordon
News
and Mia, is that what you said?
David Martin.
No.
Gordon and Mia from Devil's Lake,
Gordon
North
and
Dakota.
Mia, thank you.
David, I was refreshing myself on your bio, and I noticed your first job in journalism was as
a he smells better after
researcher.
He refreshes himself,
yes,
by the way.
Thank you. As a researcher at CBS News in 1969, as somebody who was at one point a researcher at CBS News, I want to know what you did as a researcher in 1969 at CBS News.
Well, you know, then you had to go to the library to find something. And
was this in Washington or New York?
In New York.
Okay.
And do you mean the New York Library or the CBS Library?
The CBS Library, and if they didn't have it, you'd go to the New York Library. But you would rely on things like facts on file, and you always seem to get the same questions. What was the date of Winston Churchill's Iron Curtain speech?
In Missouri.
What was the date of the great train robbery? So a lot of that you could just rattle off the top
of
your
head. Well, the San Francisco earthquake.
Yeah, exactly. And I did that for about a year before I suddenly realized that there was no way I was going to go from being a researcher to being a reporter. Mm-hmm. CBS News was not going to let me learn on their air. But the one of the friends I made during the time I was there was another researcher named Howard Stringer. Mm. And Howard Stringer ended up running CBS News and a bunch of other things as well. And so that's how I managed to come back to CBS many years later.
What happened in between?
What happened in between was probably the most important experience in reporting I had, which was working for the Associated Press. Mm-hmm.
You and I both, at one stage in our life, were self-respecting print reporters.
Yeah. Mm. And you really do use the habits you acquired when you were young.
Absolutely.
And it becomes an instinctual thing. And so it's that who, what, when, where,
right.
25 words or less. And first get it first, but first get it right.
Exactly.
All of those things.
All the fundamentals, all the irreducible basics of this craft.
And I couldn't have had better experience. I mean, they don't pay you anything, and they expect you to leave after several years because it's not a way to make a living.
Right.
What were your beats at the AP?
I started off covering the New England congressional delegation, and this was during Watergate. And of course, I was dying to get a piece of the Watergate story. And it turned out that a lot of the president's men, H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman, in previous lives had lived in Connecticut because they worked for advertising agencies in New York. So I did a blockbuster story called The Nutmeg Connection.
It's a great movie, too, by the way, if you've
yes.
seen it. The
yes.
Nutmeg Connection.
And that was probably the closest I became to being a hero at the Associated Press.
So I want to ask you one thing I learned, or I was told in J school, and it was this, at the University of Missouri. There are a lot of psychic benefits to being a reporter. And I thought, oh, come on, you're just telling me that's my own rationale why I won't get paid anything, because I get all these psychic benefits. And I thought it was all junk when I was a college student. I actually believe it's true.
I do, too.
I believe there are great and permanent psychic benefits to the work that we do and what we learn about the world around us and the people we meet and the experiences we have.
To me, it's knowing these people you're reporting on at a level that you can't explain to people because you've been talking to them off the record, or it's just little casual things they do and say that register for you and make that person a real individual. When you know your reports are Secretary of Defense so and so said today,
mm-hmm.
But you develop a real sense of who these people are, and I think I've also obviously developed a real sense of what the U.S. military is all about. And whatever you think of military power, the U.S. military is a great organization, a great institution. If the Army did nothing more than take 18-year-olds and send them to boot camp for 16 weeks, they would justify their existence, because the change you see in a young person entering boot camp and leaving boot camp is just breathtaking. And I think, to me, that is the most impressive thing that the military does. You can go on an aircraft carrier and watch them launch jets, and you can go for a ride in a jet. But to me, the most impressive thing is the change they can work in an 18-year-old kid.
Before we let you go, draft, no draft?
No draft.
Because?
We just can't go back there. It's we've developed the military we have developed is so high-tech that you just need a professional force. And I know all of the arguments about disconnecting the
from the populace,
public,
right.
And such a small percentage of people have served in the military. But I just don't think there's enough value added. And you have this other institution called the Reserves, which do connect with civilian society. They work next to you and then leave on deployment. So there's not a total disconnect between civilian society and the military. And the military right now just relies too much on training and being able to select individuals.
Right. And people who are in
and
want to be in. That's the voice of David Martin, National Security Correspondent for CBS News. I'm going to announce something here that nobody here knows but me, because that's a flash decision. David, I'm going to have you back. I'm going to beg you to come back to our program. And we're going to do an entire program, Shigaris, on one of the things that David Martin has done in his long career at CBS that is really, really important. Because I kept trying to inch toward this topic, but there was never enough time. And this topic deserves an adequate amount of time. So, David, I'm going to ask you to come back at some point in the future so we can talk about the stories you've done about Medal of Honor winners of our country. It's some of the most heart-wrenching and substantial work you've done in your career. I know you're proud of it. I know the recipients, they are not proud of it necessarily. They are receptive of the honor, would give it to many others in their ranks. But please come back so we can give that part of your career and what you've seen and how you've interacted with some of these great Americans the time and the attention it deserves. Can you?
Oh, be glad to. Be glad to.
And, so, and as your colleagues, we're proud of these stories, too.
We're enormously amazing. Proud of it, but I was not going to short shrift that. It's just too, too important. So that's going to come down the pike, I guarantee you, our cherished podcast listeners and viewers. So, David, you covered a lot of ground. There's so much more to cover. Thank you so much for being with us. This has been your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm with Steve Shigaris, the world's greatest podcast sidekick. What is my name? It's right here. Major Garrett.
Major Elliot Garrett.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari, Katiana Kachenko, and CBS News Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com.
Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead.